Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. Clowns. I'm afraid of the word. I never want to hear the word again. On Halloween, I don't even come out of the house in fear of seeing him, the clown, or any clown for that matter. I will start by telling you that I used to love the circus growing up. I went to every circus and parade when I was a kid. You could always find me celebrating and laughing with my friends. We couldn't help but notice there was one clown who would always be at every parade. He would do tricks like walking on stilts or juggling. We knew it was always the same clown because he had these evil, deep blood red eyes and weird teeth. He wasn't like the others. They were goofy and old and fun. He was always young, maybe in his 20s, I don't know. He could do anything and do it better than all of the rest. And he always smiled at us, picking us out in the crowd, winking at my friends and I. As I grew older, I stopped going to the circus because I started to love football and other sports. Then I went to college, got a job, you know the rest. I just grew out of it. Then one day my company took us all to the circus for a company team building event. I hadn't been to the circus in ages and had forgotten all about that evil clown. He was the last thing on my mind when I walked into the big tent. But there he was. The clown show was first. All of the clowns doing their silly acts for the patrons. While they ignored him. They always ignored him. He was juggling knives of all things, big machetes. As one clown walked by him, one of the machetes came down on the other clown's arm and sliced it off. The clown screamed as it dropped to the ground and he grabbed the shoulder socket from where it was torn. Blood spewed between his fingertips. The hurt clown ran, screaming, from the tent as his arm twitched on the ground. No one else flinched. No one noticed. Was it an illusion? As I stood and stared, the evil clown looked up in my direction and then winked at me. He read my screaming mind. It was impossible. His smile turned into a razor-sharp grin with teeth as jagged as hunting knives. Just like when I was young. No one else noticed. They all laughed at the clowns and how they tripped and entertained. No one saw the evil one staring at me. A bit queasy, I sat down and pondered on this thought. How? How in the hell was this guy still young? He was already 20 years my senior when I was 10. It had to be the makeup. But there he was, doing the same flips and jumps that he did years ago, still picking me out in the crowd with those evil eyes. My stomach churned like I was going to hurl. On weak legs, I stood and made my way through the laughing crowd, hoping to make it to the exit before I passed out. As the fresh air filled my lungs when I exited, I felt a little better, at least enough to get curious. I looked around and saw him, only him, making his way to a smaller tent. Sadly, curiosity got the best of me and I followed. When he reached his tent, he opened the flap and turned to look at me. With one hand, he motioned for me to come inside. I could have said anything but yes, but I didn't. My mind raced with fear and anticipation as I stepped into the tent. It looked way bigger inside than it did outside. There were rooms and strange moaning noises coming from the rooms. It had to be an illusion of some sort. Come, sit. Would you like some tea? He pulled out a chair from the table. Reluctantly, I nodded. I assumed the caffeine would clear my head a little, so I didn't say no. He came back a few minutes later with some mint-flavored tea and told his story. I am old, older than you know. Everything here is an illusion, and no one but you and your friends can see me. You created me out of your feeble little mind. How can I still be sitting here and drinking this tea if I created you? Only you can answer that, he laughed. Then where am I right now? I started to grow really tired and my eyelids began to shut. You're right here with me, he smirked and continued. No one can see you. You're like a figment of their imagination right now. I felt my chin drop to my chest, and then as I came to, everything was bigger. The smell of mint tea flooded my senses as I realized I was in the teacup I was drinking before. Heavy footsteps plodded the ground around me, and the chair I was in squeaked beside me. That hideous razor-sharp grin now blocked my view of the tapered tent's top. I think I screamed, I'm not sure. He raised a cup to his lips as the liquid started to pour into his mouth. I went with it. My fingers slipped as I tried to grab onto the side of the cup. My ass hit his pursed lips and I tried to grab those too, but they were too supple and soft. I grabbed at his teeth, but only screamed as one of my fingers bounced across my view and his jagged tooth cut it and sliced it off. I wrapped my arms around the tip of his tongue, watching the liquid fall down the dark tube of death as he swallowed the tea. The sound of his voice was loud inside his mouth. He shook his tongue back and forth until I lost my grasp on the slimy muscle and fell onto the soft pads of his saliva glands. There was so much spit in his mouth, and even more as my limbs flailed and activated the glands. The tip of his tongue pushed underneath me and prodded me to the top of his thick muscle. The bastard was toying with me, pushing me up against the roof of his mouth and making me bounce up and down on his tongue like a trampoline. "Please let me go," I screamed. "I'll do anything, anything. What do you want?" His laugh echoed in my ears as he began to tilt his head backward and swallow. I made one last attempt to grab at his disgusting uvula and wrapped my body around it. He didn't gag or choke like I expected. He just shook his head violently until I slid down the slippery thing and into his throat. I could feel the muscles of his esophagus working around me, pushing me down into the pit of hell, where I knew I would be mashed up by stomach muscles while being eaten away by stomach acid. I cried as my body bounced into the humid, smelly pit of his gut. It was dark and hot. I stood and a little bit of the tea he swallowed swarmed around my ankles. I pounded on his stomach wall, screaming to let me out as a large, smelly gas bubble swept by me and exited through the top. I heard him burp and then felt warmth squirting out at my clothes as they seemed to melt off of my body. Then it stopped. It was silent. My skin was burned with the stomach acid where the clothes didn't protect me. The heat of the pit made me sleepy despite the pain in my skin. I sunk down in defeat into the hot tea and acid mix, feeling my skin begin to burn and drift away. I suddenly awoke in my bed, sweating and screaming with my cell phone blaring in my ear. My maniacal laugh was probably heard throughout the apartment building. It was all a dream. I grabbed the phone and stared at the unknown number. Before answering, I looked down at my legs. They were red, burn marks in my skin on my ankles, and I was wearing pajamas I didn't even recognize. To my horror, my index finger was cut up and wrapped in bandages. I slowly pressed the button to answer the call. "Hello?" "Hello, Stephen," the clown's cheery voice danced into my head. "Let's do it again sometime."